This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's talk about C.J. Stroud, the head coach, the quarterback of this team. In fact, the head coach and the quarterback of the team will be talking today on a Wednesday as they're practicing today, getting ready for week four matchup against the Tennessee Titans that is indeed John Lopez. Say it with me now. I know you want to. A must win.
Is this a must win?
What are we doing?
This is a must win right here. If they go
over
four.
I know you just didn't know what was coming. All right, I'll do it again. We'll just run it back. Say it with me now, John Lopez. You're not doing your lips.
Must win better.
Okay, never mind. I thought I could get it.
This is low key a must win game. Though,
come on
right?
now.
They got to win this.
All right, tell me what a must win game is, Figgy. Refresh my memory.
Win or you go home, or that's
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah. Well, you win or the season's over.
Hey, well, if they go 0-4.
Well,
is the season over?
Well, not at right now because they haven't lost it yet.
Rattle off 12 straight wins now, after this.
If they go 0-4 and the Colts are 4-0, it's over.
I mean, we could talk about it ostensibly being over.
He threw out ostensibly.
Yeah.
And I use ostensibly
technically,
all the time.
It's not
it
over.
It still hit me kind of crazy. All right, but let's talk about CJ because the contract situation is the framework that I think a lot of people are utilizing when they're thinking about how he is playing right now. It's not just, oh, he's not playing well, which to be fair, like he isn't. And that is a frustration that absolutely exists within this 0-3 streak that they are on right now, or slide rather. But it's also on top of that, well, this is a guy that you're anticipating and you're getting close to the window of, are we going to have to pay him $50, $60 million annually as an organization? And so I kind of wanted to kind of think about this, especially as Jeff Howe of The Athletic put together a piece that was thinking about this, right? Like, has CJ played himself out of a big extension? Is kind of the question, or is he playing himself out of an extension? And I kind of was interested on how you, at this point, without seeing how the season continues to progress, whatever decisions are made and changes might be made, whether it's the style of play, who was calling play, so on and so forth, where are you at mentally as just putting down a milestone for how you would like to see them handle CJ Stroud's extension? And I feel like there's probably three ways you can handle it, right?
I'm a mess when it comes to how you handle it right now.
Okay, let's talk through it then.
Yeah, I am an absolute mess. If you look at projections, and the projections when it comes to quarterback contracts are pretty darn accurate. You know, they're pretty darn accurate.
Because it's just the line. It's who's up next.
Yeah.
If you are in a certain bucket, here we go. We can sign this and just kind of move this along.
So projections are that CJ Stroud's next contract will be roughly 5 years between $350 and $390 million.
With an average annual value of?
Well, what would be? What would that be? I don't have the AAV in front of me. I would say, what, 36, 37, something like that?
What?
No. For 5 years, $390 million. Let's say top end. What is it?
That's $390 for 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Break out that calculator.
Hold on. This number looks crazy. Let me do it one more time. 78?
No, that's not right. Well, I'm just looking at it right now. Some
Ooh,
of the projections.
I would be like, nah.
We're looking at 50 probably, right? 40, 50?
Yeah, and this is the thing is when you start talking about the actual like 60, 70, whatever the number is, that ends up being like, oh, this is so big and why we probably should use a percentage of cap. But either way, like percentage of cap kind of highlights this even more because when you start talking about NFL quarterback contracts, they're nearing, they're like 20, 22, nearing like a quarter of your cap, or I mean, just around, at least let's say a fifth of your cap is being dedicated to one player. And so that's where you go, hey, you want them to raise that. And I feel like there's three ways you can handle this, John Lopez. Tell me if I'm missing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can either just go ahead, time comes at the end of the year, and you say, this is a quarterback of that caliber where you think he's like a somewhere around top 10.
By the way, I was looking at it wrong. It was 290.
Okay, yeah, I was it's definitely much higher. Where you just go ahead and say, you pay him because he's the next in line. You do it early and you just do that. There's another one that I think you go for what would be, hey, let's wait. Let's hold off and let's see if we can have him prove it, you know, in year four. Mm-hmm. Maybe you even go ahead and activate the fifth-year extension and say that we know that we're going to at least get that somewhat manageable year of the contract still on there. We'll hold off and see, and maybe have to pay even more as more people come up to the line and get their money, but we want to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think you can maybe get something done in the middle, which is maybe looks kind of like a Jordan Love thing, where you're able to get something that is a small extension for a more manageable number, but then get you to a place where you feel a little bit more comfortable on the back end. And again, have to pay maybe even more
basically
on the back end of
that. Basically a prove it deal.
If you could get that across the line, which is my big question.
And that's why I'm a mess, because the number one thing is that the Texans have always been able to get these contracts done early, which would indicate that maybe they'd want to get this done, but those are different positions.
Yes, and I've hypothesized this to you, and I'm still kind of banding this about in my brain on whether or not this is a thing or not, is I wonder how much of that is actually an established MO
to
or
be
MO
able
that's being
to,
established,
yeah.
Or how much of that is we're doing this for the time period and all of these short-term contracts are so that once that money rolls over for your big-time quarterback, at that point, they drop off, or at least they're more manageable for then you to change your MO at that point, because we know that when so much of your salary cap is dedicated to one position, you have to change your MO a little bit. So maybe that is a precursor to that point in time in team building where you then change your MO.
I totally agree, and so I'm wondering about that. By the way, if you sign the short-term deal, you know who his agent is, right?
David Mulgeta, and that's why I don't
think
it's going
to be the first thing I thought about, man. That's the first thing I went up to.
To me, that's a non-starter. That is not going to happen. Scratch that one. So you scratch that one because he's going to want the 290, you know, the 40.
Which, by the way, 290 on a five-year deal falls in line with what we're talking about, which is 58.
Yeah.
That's 58, which is still a lot of bleep money annually in millions, but that's a lot closer.
I think David Mulgeta is trying to set records at this point.
He's going to be that.
He's trying to squeeze everything out of that limit.
It's going to be in that neighborhood. And frankly, let's cut through all the crap here. I'm about as big a C.J. Stroud defender and fan as you're going to find. I'm not good with that. I'm not good with a five-year, $290 million.
See, the thing is, the way that camp rolled, I could see them just blaming the whole organization. Like, look, they setting them up to fail. I could see them causing a stir about that.
Yes.
If they're not willing to
pay.
But
are you good with five, from what we've seen, are you good with 5 years, $290 million?
Nah, I don't think anybody should be good with that.
I mean, at this moment, no. Like, we've seen, and I think I'm a lot closer to you than I am to where I think there are some people, I don't want to make it seem like it's everybody, that are either done with CJ or have real big doubts. I don't have those same big doubts.
Me neither. I'm not done with him. Yeah.
We've seen very much flashes, proofs of concept, if you will, on the type of quarterback that would get that $58 million annually. But the circumstances are really rough, and you've seen some de-evolution or devolution in the game a little bit. But and some of that you might say, okay, these are the type of circumstances that you need to carry through, but not for this long period of time. And I think if you give him something that stabilizes a little bit more, you see more of that. And interestingly enough, Jeff Howe of The Athletic was kind of writing about this. And one of the things he talked about, he pointed back to another Athletic survey. In fact, one that we talked about where executives, a group of 31 of them were asked, if you were to build a team, who is the quarterback that you would start with? And at least two of them brought up C.J. Stroud as that still being the case. And that's headed into the season. Now, of course, you did not see the start of this season, but I think there was questions about C.J. last year and how it worked. I think that there's still a lot of belief in what he's capable of doing, especially if he's in the right, in a much better circumstance. But yeah, I think I'm oddly enough in a place where, because of the stakes of making such a big investment, you might have to put it off a year if it continues this year looking like what it looks like right now.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because the short term smaller deal is off the table. We're not comfortable with 5 years, $290 million. I can't imagine that they are at this point, maybe, but I doubt it. And then the other option is going to probably further alienate your quarterback.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do wonder because they...
So all three options ain't great.
No, it is. Yeah. Especially if the offense is going the way it is, the whole scheme and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they keep losing games like this, he is going to get frustrated.
Yeah.
And now you're losing money. He's losing money at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's fair text coming in all up and down. We appreciate when you get involved. 713-572-4610 from the 936. Forget money for 1 minute. Okay, I don't know what money is. Would you rather have CJ or Dak Prescott? If it's CJ, the price tag starts at $60 million a year. And I think I get where you're coming from, and I understand why you're there. And you're not wrong in that, especially Dave Mulgeta is going to do comparables and comps. Mm-hmm. He's going to need to look about as solid as Dak Prescott. And I think one of the things that makes Dak Prescott a little bit of an anomaly is the leverage that he had against Jerry Jones. Yeah. Through the Cowboys' own doing.
Because they pushed it back.
Right. And so there's some of that.
There's the other option.
That is some of it. Does it change your mind at all if you remember that Jordan Love is a David Mulligetta client? Or are you just leaning into the idea that there was so little data on him because of how late he started as a starting quarterback where no way in hell?
Yeah, no. But Jordan Love was still trying to prove himself at that point. And credit to them for getting him signed. But you mentioned the three options. Are any of them good?
No, but I mean that's not because of the options themselves. That's because of the circumstance that you're in, which again is why you come back to the fact that the idea that you didn't go all out making sure that you had your line figured out for this season. The idea that you started with a first time play caller. You either had one of two things. Either you set yourself up where you're like, I'm cool with this dichotomy or this kind of choice, this Sophie's choice of sorts that you're in right now, when it comes to that feeling. Or you were in a place where you were like, we know we're going to pay C.J. Stroud regardless, so I'm not worried about figuring out or isolating the variable on whether or not he is that guy. And honestly, I'm going to be completely honest, at least in that building, and I know people are going to hear this and be like, groan or whatever, I get it. They are probably in that space where like, we know who we have in C.J., and so we feel comfortable going and getting a first-time play caller, which, again, I don't think it doesn't feel like a right decision, at least in this moment. We definitely doesn't feel like the right decision the way that they decided to handle the offensive line. But those are the types of things that logically you can do if you feel like, well, we know our quarterback is here, so we're not trying to figure out about him.
Well, you're right. But again, when you start looking at these options, which now let's get to the one you have to pick. Like you have to pick one of these three options. Kick it down the road a little bit, short term, which we all know that's probably not going to happen, so we can almost eliminate that. Or go ahead and pay him. You know, $58 million a year for 5 years.
I mean, at this moment, I think the one that I would probably choose, and it's just because of the importance of trying to get it right, is probably waiting a year. But I think the one that they choose is that they'll get a deal done.
Yeah, I think you just got to pay them. And we were kind of pointing and laughing at Trevor Lawrence, where it's like, he's kind of mediocre.
That's the worst case scenario now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you end up in a place where you have a quarterback that is fine, but probably not transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that people are scared of, but it feels like that's the MO.
Yeah, because what other option, unless you just want to create a little hell and make them try to earn it?
Yeah.
Which that ain't going to go well with that camp.
Well, I'm a CJ Stroud defender. I would pay him. And I'm not comfortable with it. So that says a lot right there.
But see, that kind
of – I mean, I think he's it. I think he's got it. Now, all evidence recently to the contrary, I get it. But I think he's got it. But nevertheless, even me, I'm saying I would pay him, I'm not real comfortable with
but
that.
But see, the thing is, you got to – when you do pay him, you just got to hope the organization kind of get it
right.
together.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe they move on from Nick Caley and try to go to a more experienced play caller or something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe CJ could get back to his rookie year.
The beauty of it is that that's not a decision that has to be made right now. But I wanted to use that as a kind of an idea to get a feel, get another feel of where people are with the CJ, with CJ and where he is. But this is why it's going to be important for this team to get themselves right offensively. I mean, it makes your decision that much easier if down the stretch you see significant improvement, you see him in a better circumstance. But this is why it's tough. The way that this offense is going right now, it doesn't help.
It's a little scary, too, because we talked about how CJ been looking in the press conference and all that stuff.
Yes.
He damn near looking depressed.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get to a point where he just say, you know what, I just want out. Mm-hmm. Like, this organization ain't going to get it right. I'm losing money, and, you know, David going to make some calls like, yo, he going to do what he can do.
Yeah.
Objective in front of them is the Titans, and so hopefully CJ and this entire offense and the team looks significantly better to that point. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including, hey, pursuant to that game here in, man, mere days, the Texans have added some things to their defensive secondary. Who are the new players that you have? And let's talk about some other things that are popping next.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.